Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This evening's segments are based on records that I just happened across, or that were the object of discussion on the 78 List online discussion group. So we'll fulfill some needs, take a musical trip to Dallas, do some fooling, act like babies, some people would say I do that every week, and have a special bonus record. Most vintage dance bands have rather pedestrian names, usually the leader's name plus and his orchestra. Several years back, I did an entire show of bands with more unusual or creative names. His first record wasn't on that show, but would have made a fine example, but on top of that, it's a wonderful record. Here are the Piccadilly Nutcrackers.
Thank you. should have known, now it's all wrong, needing you like I do. I might have known you'd leave me alone, still I believed in you. But now you are gone, I can't go on, needing you like I do.
Needs a bird or two, and like the bird is need a treetop, I'm needing you. Every love affair needs a loving pair, lovers need the moon. He can only smile peeping through a sky of blue. I've got a garden full of roses, the birds are singing for me too. The moon is shining in a blue sky, I'm needing you.
The California Ramblers with the Smith Blue Trio on May 15, 1930, and I'm Needin' You. I'm Needin' You was composed by Little Jack Little with the lyrics by Joe Young. Before that was Lloyd Keating and his music, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for Ben Selvin, and Needin' You Like I Do, from November 8, 1929. The vocal duet was credited as the Danford Sisters, which was actually a pseudonym for the Paul Sisters, Julia and Ruth, whose real last name was Brock. Julia was born in 1905 in Conrad, Iowa, and Ruth 2 years later. The Danford Sisters also sang with Jack Albin in his Hotel Pennsylvania music, and the Paul Sisters with Phil Spitalny on both Edison and Hit of the Week records. Needin' You Like I Do was written by the trio of Al Cameron, Pete Bonsema, and Cal Duvall. Cameron and Bonsema recorded Needin' You Like I Do as Al and Pete, the Inspiration Boys. They were on radio in the Chicago area in the late 20s and made 32 sides for Brunswick, the Plaza labels, and others, including We're the Boys from I.O.U. and What We Need Is More Perambulators.
What?
Forget about hearing that one. I've already looked. I don't have it. We begin with Andy Sanilla's composition, Needin' You. That was from a 78 on the Van Dyke label, recorded in January of 1930, and credited to the Piccadilly Nutcrackers. Van Dyke was one of the labels of the Grey Gull Record Company, formed in 1919 by Theodore Lyman Shaw. Sanilla, along with trumpeter Mike Mosiello and accordionist Charles Magnanti, were the core of the Grey Gull Company's house band from 1926 to 1930, which in this case used the pseudonym the Piccadilly Nutcrackers. Sanilla played alto sax, clarinet, and steel guitar. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. In connection with a discussion about the record which is going to start off the final segment of the show, someone mentioned the first record of this set as their favorite. And I can certainly see why. I've played this before, but it's been several years, and it certainly deserves to be heard again. Here's Bernie Cummins.
Weaker sexes, there's a girl who comes from Texas who can swim that channel back and forth. She hits you in the solar plexus, knocks your tie and nearly wrecks it. Different from those girls we knew up north, they call her
Alice from Dallas, where the yard flows just like water. You kiss her, can't miss her, she's Satan's only daughter. Swings a wicked parasol, wicked line. Bye-bye.
Kisses sweet as honey, smiles that make life sunny. Let me introduce that Dallas man. He's a highfaluter, rootin' tootin' shooter. Let me introduce that Dallas man. Oh brother, girls all go insaner when they're in his arms. He's a wild horse trainer, full of wild and woolly charms. Like a Texas ranger, he's a welcome stranger. Let me introduce the Dallas man. Sweet as honey, smiles that make life sunny. Let me introduce that Dallas man. Oh, he's a highfaluter, a rootin' tootin' shooter. Let me introduce that Dallas man. Oh, brother, girls all go insaner when they're in his arms. He's a wild horse trainer, full of wild and woolly charms. Like a Texas ranger, he's a welcome stranger. Let me introduce that Dallas man. Oh, like a Texas ranger, he's a welcome stranger. Let me introduce the Dallas man.
Thank you.
Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band and Dallas Blues from October 4th, 1918. You also got At the Funny Page Ball and Lovin', I Can't Live Without It. There were lots of records in the late teens and early 20s which introduced other tunes. As I understand it, if both of the songs were from the same publisher, the record company would only have to pay the royalty on one of them. So in this case, they might have gotten three for the price of one. Dallas Blues was written by Hart A. Wand in 1912 and was the first 12-bar blues tune to be published. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were added in 1918 by Lloyd Garrett. At the Funny Page Ball was written by Robert Spearoy and was also recorded by the Six Brown Brothers Saxophone Sextet. Spearoy also composed Let's Keep the Glow in Old Glory and The Freedom in Freedom 2, and There's an Angel Missing from Heaven, both in 1918. Lovin' I Can't Live Without It was written by Charles Warfield, who also brought us Baby Won't You Please Come Home, and I Ain't Got Nobody and Nobody Cares for Me. Before Dallas Blues, it was Chick Bullock and No One Loves Me Like That Dallas Man from October 30th, 1933. That Dallas Man is from the Mae West film I'm No Angel and was composed by Harvey Brooks, with lyrics by Gladys Dubois and Ben Allison. The lyrics Chick Bullock and Joe Martin sang were added to the original ones which Mae West sang in the film. We started off that Dallas set with Bernie Cummins and his New Yorkers and Alice from Dallas from October 27, 1933. The vocalists are unidentified but may have included Paul Roberts and Ernie Mathias, both of whom played trumpet in the band, Wally Smith and Jimmy McMillan, both reed men, and Bernie's brother Walter Cummins, who played banjo and guitar. This next segment, for no particular reason, is all about babies. Here's Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters.
Just like a child, without affection, driving me wild. Although I'm grown up, I've got to own up. I'm a big crybaby whenever I'm away from you. Ooh-hoo. Helpless as a baby, I'm sighing all day through. You know it's true. Your arms can reach me, make me behave. Your lips can teach me all that I crave. Oh, feed me like a baby, no other kind of love will do. Thank you.
making out together when our work is done. Just a baby, Austin, then I'd be inevitable. Oh, I would like a baby, Austin, just a dear little car for two.
Jim Kelleher's Piccadilly Hotel Dance Orchestra in mid-April of 1929, and I Would Like a Baby Austin. Not a baby boy named Austin, but a dear little car for two. I had a dear little MG Midget when I was in college. I loved that car, and it was fun to drive, but it had a nasty habit of repeatedly burning valves in short order, and the British mechanic I had finally gave up trying to figure out why, and I had to get rid of it. Probably just as well, since I'd have trouble getting into it at this point. It was one of the smallest cars in the world, and I traded it for one of the world's biggest, a 1959 Cadillac sedan, turquoise and white, with gigantic rocket tail fins. But I digress. Jim Kelleher played alto sax and had a brief but prolific recording career. Between April and December of 1929, he recorded about 60 issued sides, all but four on the Victory label. I Would Like a Baby Austin was written by someone named Lace, but I couldn't find a first name, and that appears to be the only recording of the song. Before that, it was the Meadowbrook Dance Orchestra recording for Edison on August 29, 1923, and You're Like a Baby, which had musical references to Swanee, Humoresque, I've Been Working on the Railroad, and the Toreador song from Carmen. You may have heard even more. You're Like a Baby was written by Harold A. Dellon, D-E-L-L-O-N, who also brought us When You're Lonesome, Pal of Mine, Oh Daddy, Please Daddy Come Home, Spanish Blues, and Love Lane. We began that baby set with a wonderful dance record, Treat Me Like a Baby. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters, and Phil Hughes sang the Andy Razaf lyrics. Jack Palmer wrote the tune, and that recording was made on May 19, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. I've had a number of segments over the years based on records about foolin', but I don't think I've ever played the record that starts off this foolin' segment. I don't know where it's been all my life, but I'm glad I found it. Here are Jay and Young. That was the Range Riders with an interesting Western swing rendition of No Foolin', recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas on March 1, 1937. James F. Hanley wrote the tune, and the vocalist singing the Gene Buck lyrics was Ruth Biles, B-Y-L-E-S. The Range Riders were a Hot Springs, Shreveport, Louisiana territory band, and in the late 30s they were heard on radio in both cities. They had just the one recording session for Vocalion, but it resulted in 6 of the 10 titles recorded being issued. No Foolin' was preceded by the Blue Beaver Orchestra with When Eyes of Blue Are Fooling You, recorded by Jeanette around May 29, 1925. The group recorded 6 sides, 2 on Champion as the Riverside Dance Band and is probably a Nathan Glantz outfit. When Eyes of Blue Are Fooling You was also recorded by Jack Lynx and Howard Lannan. We began this Foolin' set with Jay and Young, who were Foolin' Around. That's from a Van Dyke 78 waxed in December of 1929. Jay and Young was apparently a piano and banjo duo, and Young was Evan M. Young, and I believe he wrote Foolin' Around. I don't know who Jay was, but if anybody has any more information about the team, please let me know. Someone on the 78 List Discussion Online group last week mentioned that they had just heard So This Is Susie by Ben Burney and All the Lads, and that it was now their new favorite record. I was unfamiliar with it as well and didn't have it, but through the kind efforts of listeners Friedrich and Matthias in Minden, Germany, I do now, and it's my favorite record of this week. Here it is to start off a So This Is set.
Country and in a Paris gown. So this is Susie. My, you're looking swell. Just in from the country and smelling from Chanel. Once you wore a milk pail on your pretty little arm. Why, now you're wearing bracelets and laughing at the farm by Cracky. So this is Susie from the old hometown. Meet the farmer's daughter. Howdy, Susie Brown. So this is Susie. Howdy, Susie Brown. Mighty glad to hear that you captured New York town. So this is Susie, why you lookin' spick and span, like the Royal Mountain, why you always get your man. From a little acorn, mighty oak trees grow, a pig pen to a penthouse, ain't doing bad, you know. So this is Susie, glad to see you round, you'll pay off the mortgage, so long, Susie Brown. Thank you.
till the end of time. Friendships like ours outlast the hours, forever and a day. Though future days may divide us, these memories will guide us. Though storm clouds appear, we'll be sincere friends until the end.
With huge thanks to listeners Friedrich and Matthias in Minden, Germany, for supplying the recording, we started off this So This Is set with Ben Burney and All the Lads, which is actually how they're credited on the label of So This Is Susie on an English Columbia 78 from 1933. J. Fred Coots wrote the tune and Ben Burney sang the Sam M. Lewis lyrics. That was followed by Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians from their very first recording session before they switched to being a sax-rich sweet band. That was So This Is Venice, recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana on March 10, 1924. We finished up with Fred Rich and his orchestra with a vocal by the Rollickers Quartet and Until the End, written by Fred Fisher, Al Boesberg, and Martin Bruins. That Columbia 78 was made June 12, 1929. So what does Until the End have to do with So This Is? Well, Until the End is from the 1929 picture So This Is College, which starred Cliff Edwards and featured footage of an actual USC-Stanford football game filmed in 1928. Last Thursday night, I had the pleasure of attending a birthday party for my friend David Weinberg. You know David from Random Tape here on KISL, but he's also currently a producer and reporter for Marketplace, heard on many NPR stations. You can hear his work at randomtape.com and at marketplace.org, and I urge you to do so. David's party was held at Brennan's Pub in Marina Del Rey. Now, we'd have had a great time anyway, but the party was even more fun because Brennan's is the home of turtle racing.
What?
That's right, turtle racing. And as a matter of fact, I took first place in race number 4. David got beaten by his friend Mike in the second race. Anyway, with best wishes for a happy birthday to David Weinberg, here's the Jelly Roll Morton Trio. Morton on piano, Barney Bigard on clarinet, and Zuddy Singleton on drums on December 17, 1929, and Turtle Twist.
Thank you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.